வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம் ஸ்ருதி ஸ்ருதி புராணானாம் ஆலயம் கருணாலயம் நமாமி பகவத் பாத சங்கரம் லோக சங்கரம் சங்கரம் சங்கராச்சாரியம் கேசவம் பாதராயணம் சூத்ர பாஷ கிருதௌ வந்தே பகவந்த புனஃ புனஃ ஓம் ஹரி ஓம் தத் சத் ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நம ஹரி ஓம். ஓம் சஹனாவவது சஹனௌ புனக்து சஹ வீர்யம் கரவாவஹை தேஜஸ்வினாவதீதமஸ்து மா வித்விஷாவஹை. ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்திஹி. ஓம் ஸ்ரீ பரமாத்மனே நமஹ. In the last class, we discussed that the likes and dislikes are there towards every object. And everything is happening according to its own order, prakriti. Every object, every vishaya has got certain things we like, certain things we don't like. And these are called raga dveshas. Raga means likes, dvesha means dislikes. We are made of this combination of likes and dislikes. And Krishna said in the last verse that may you not come under the smell, under the spell. Tayor vashagam vasham agachattav. Yasya paripantinav. Because paripantinav means what? They are enemies. Because they can control your destiny. They can control. If you just let them go and live just like you want to live the way you want. If your life is dictated by likes and dislikes always, then you will be completely be under their control. So let you not be under the spell. Also he said, understand that this is part of the prakriti, this is how the human is made. Every human being is made of likes and dislikes. Including the jnani also has got likes and dislikes. It does not mean that after studying Bhagavad Gita, you have got vision. You will only have likes. And you don't have dislikes at all. You still have likes and dislikes. But this person manages the likes and dislikes, raga dveshas, in the best way possible so that it does not affect him or her. It does not govern his or her lifestyle. That this is how I should live my life. If I like somebody, I will be with that person. If I don't like somebody, I will just not be with that person. There is no room for that person or that thought in my life. Or if I dislike somebody, totally I dislike. Or I like somebody, that person is the most dearest person. I will do everything for him. But this is not the way you lead your life. You lead a balanced life. There will be occasions when you will not be happy. You will not like certain things. There will be certain things when you dislike something. So you will have to manage both. So may you not come under the spell of likes and dislikes. Tayon vashagam vasham agachattav. Vasham means what? Under the control. Agachattav. Don't come under the control. Because hyasya, they are paripanti now. They are enemies of each other. And we also saw that we cannot avoid certain thoughts. See, thoughts are not under your control. One may say that I will control my thoughts. Thoughts are thoughts. Good thoughts come, bad thoughts come. Correct. And at the end of the day, you manage your thoughts. Don't feel guilty that I am having a bad thought. Bad thoughts will come, but understand that they are just thoughts only and you deal with it at that moment. Do not dwell too much upon the thought and don't feel guilty about it. Supposing if you feel really bad about certain things you have done, you keep on harping about it. So one thought was there. There's a moment of thought when you did something. And then you keep on, oh my God, I did this, I did this, I did this. Means what? Even I did also is coming out of what? The words are coming out of thoughts. So already there's a thought before. Then the thought got strengthened by your own understanding, your own view that it is right, not right, wrong. So there are further thoughts being laid upon top of each other. Now it is you are well under the control of thoughts. So he says, gone is gone. Let new thoughts come in. It is okay. Do not give too much importance to the thoughts. Because if you attend a Vedam class or some in this class, and if I tell you that do not think about an object, do not think about phone, don't look at your phone, you will be tempted to look at your phone. Because the word phone rings as a thought in your mind. And you tend to look at the phone. Correct. And then you will say what messages are coming in, artha thought varum. So this is quite logical. That is how the mind is trained. That whenever we say something, that thought remains more important to us. So dismiss the thought. Focus on what is being said there and do not give too much importance. This is what we saw in the last class. And use your free will to do right and the wrong. Because at the end of the day, if somebody is living according to dreams and fancies, then there is no need for any prakriti. Everybody say, this is my nature. I will do what I feel. You know, my nature is to be open. I will just call spade a spade. If I don't like somebody, I will just cut him. If I like somebody, I will give him halwa. That is not what you do like this. Then there is no dharma shastram required. Why is dharma shastram required? Shastram, why you need shastram? Shastram is required only when you have the free will. The free will is a person who has what the free will does. It tells him right and wrong. So you like something, then you decide, is it right to like somebody, like something or not like something. Then every decision there's a two-way path. Correct. And that is governed by what? Your knowledge of dharma. Either right or wrong. Should I do it or not do it? I don't like this. Is it good to like it or not like it? Should I do this or not do this? If I go, all these decisions everywhere, the human being makes a decision. Small, small decision also. If you want to do work at home also, you think, should I go or not go? Should I wake up or not wake up? Should I get up or not get up? Can I sleep for half an hour more? In the matter of decision, every thought has got a willpower. If you do not have willpower, then you will do what you want. Everybody will do what they want. There will be no Shastra Dharma here. But that is not what it is. The human life has got this free will. Right? So allow the raga deshas to be where they are and the manage it to the extent possible. This is what we saw. Don't think of too many harp on the thoughts for too much, because the more you harp on it, the more directly you are falling into the thought. So let the thought comes, deal with it, face it, understand that this thought is coming to me and I know that this thought will go away, it's not a permanent thought and this thought is not good, let me not entertain it. Or if you want to entertain the thought, deal with it, do it, forget it. Not think about it all the time. I mean, this is only for doing good things, not bad things. You cannot say that, okay, I want to kill a person. So my thought is there. So I'll go and kill a person. Because you told that thought is there, so you don't do the action. So you go and kill, stab somebody and come back. And then you say that, my thought is gone. It is not what it is. It is only for deciding whether you should do or not do. And you think about doing the action in the right spirit, in what is Dharma Shastram says. Dharma says. So that naturally brings us to verse 35. For Karma Yoga, there are two aspects being discussed here. Swadharma and Swakarma. is being discussed. Shreyan Swadharmo Vigunaha, Shreyan Swadharmo Vigunaha, Paradharman Vas Anushtitat, Paradharmat Vas Anushtitat, Swadharme Nidhanam Shreyaha, Swadharme Nidhanam Shreyaha, Paradharmo Bayavaha, Paradharmo Bayavaha, Shreyan Swadharmo Nigunaha, Paradharmat Swasanushtitat, Swadharme Nidhanam Shreyaha, Paradharmo Bayavaha. So, Paradharmat Anushtitat. What is Paradharma? Verse 35. 34 we finished, I just summarized just now. Verse 35. So Paradharma, Paradharma means what? Not your dharma. Paradharma. Swadharma is your dharma. Paradharma is somebody else's dharma. Sometime back I explained to you the different types of dharma in some other class. I don't remember. Maybe in Vishnu Sahasrama class. I explained to you there are different types of dharmas available. Rajadharma, Manu Dharma, Sri Dharma, Manushya, then you know, all sorts of dharmas are there. Samani Dharma, Vishesha Dharma, all sorts of dharmas are there. And they all have to be understood to say what is your Sudharma. So Paradharma Anushtitat means, Anushtana means what you follow. So as compared to the well-performed Dharma of another, means if you compare your Dharma to other, the other's Dharmas, Shreyan Swadharmo Vigunaha. Vigunaha means what? See, it will be imperfect. That means the shreyas or the fame you will get out of performing other people's dharma will not be as good as performing your own dharma. Shreyan, Shreyan means what? Famous, or the fame you get. Or it's, you can say it is better than, you can say it's better. Vigunaha, it's always imperfect. So you are trying to mimic somebody. Let us say that we are all grahasthas. And you are trying to mimic how a sannyasi will live a later life. So you decide to wear an orange robe. And you go about bhikshu. That is a dharma. Different ashrama dharma is your grahastha dharma. And that other dharma is, you know, varnashrama is different. Our dharma is different. So till you come to that other stage of that ashrama, you have to do your dharma. You cannot just because you like to do certain things. But you have to develop those qualities. See, you have to develop those qualities to move towards sannyasi, ashrama. At the same time, you cannot be behaving like a 5-year-old, 20-year-old boy. I am going back to my school days. I want to live like the old person. You are a 54-year-old person, 54-year-old body. How can you think about being a 20-year-old person? No, let my thoughts be like this. So you are going back. It is not against your dharma because even though you want to be, you cannot become like that. It will be very, very funny. It will be interesting to for some time. But adhe pottu archanichu archamave archanidan keep on chakki pisin odu archana maav enna aidum pudipudi aidum marambi adhe maav archana undume irukadu maave irukadu ella kallu ottiruvom. So what it means is that you have to understand your dharma. Okay, now you are in which dharma, you are in Varnashra Dharma. So you got this Grihastha Dharma. You should be going towards Vanaprastha Dharma, Ashrama. That is your Dharma. So you under Ashrama, the Kenana Dharma applicable, you do that. Do not try to be something which you are not, which you were there before, you cannot get there. But you already passed the stage. You cannot become something just because you want to be like this. That is fooling yourself, kidding yourself. At the same time, you cannot jump forward also. Oh, so you are saying that I cannot be a 20-year-old boy. I cannot remember all my childhood things, pranks. So you are saying that I should develop. So can I be this? You have to be where you are. If you are not developed Vanaprastha Ashrama, you are Grihastha Ashrama, think you are Grihastha. You do the job duty as per your dharma says. What I mean, duty says this, you do that first. Right? That is what it says here. That trying to become something or trying to follow something will be imperfect. Vigunaha. Gunaha means what? Attribute, good guna. Vigunaha means it will not be very good. Without guna. Vigunaha. Shreyan swadharmo vigunaha. So you should read like this. Param. Paradharma anushchitat vigunaha. Shreyan swadharmo. So by following other people's dharma, it will be vigunaha, it will be imperfect as compared to swadharmaha. Swadharme nidhanam shreyaha. Understand that performing one's own dharma, nidhanam means doing the job systematically, you follow your dharma, shreyaha. So in the process of nidhanam means you leave or you die in the process of following dharma. It is better than following somebody's dharma and then you are not perfect. No, I want to be like that person. So what do? You follow somebody's dharma. And then you try to become somebody like that. Thereby you are not able to execute that dharma properly. So you're not equipped yet. See, you have to be equipped, right? And then the stage is that you 100 years, you got 25 years for Brahmacharyam, next 25 for Grihastha Ashrama, 50 to 75 is for Vanaprastha stage, 75 to 100 is for Sannyasaha. You can even take Sannyasa before also, if you are ready. If your guru allows you to take, if you are mentally prepared, and you have done your duties correctly, then you can take Ashrama. You can't take that. Then you follow that dharma which is there. Yes?
Shankar, does it, this swadharma, does it not indicate kshatriya, brahmana, vaishya, that sort of dharma? Yes. Rather than...
It's also, that is why, swadharma, I'm coming to that. So swadharma means it also depends. That's why I'm telling you varnashrama. I told you varna means what? Varnashrama means what? Which varnam you are doing? Are you kshatriya? Are you brahmana? Are you shudra or vaishya? So if you are a brahmana means you what is your job? If you are brahmana means your job is to study Veda. Do rituals. Follow religious practices. Teach Veda. And you must accept what is dakshana as what is allowed. You just don't demand anything. Because this is what is said the Brahmana Dharma. You cannot be what you call demanding that this is my job. It's not a job, it is your duty to do. A Brahmana is your duty to do what is required. But unfortunately in the Kali Yuga, when things are very, very different. It's a survival. When the Brahman Dharma is also diminishing, there is no more Brahmanas available. The Brahmanas are following other Dharmas. Who were supposed to be studying Vedas, they were teaching Vedas or doing religious practices. Now they have left their Brahmana Dharma and they are going somebody else. for the livelihood is different. See, if you do the job for livelihood, different. But if you only do that 24/7, chasing money, chasing artha, kama, dharma, always, then you have forgotten your dharma. Correct. So you may be a brahmana of birth. You may be studying shastra and you would realize, and you may be doing something else for a livelihood. It is okay. But you should be at least be doing some activities pertaining to your dharma. And one of the attributes of the brahmana dharma is to serve the community. Because not many people are following this dharma anymore, the trust and the confidence in these people are lost already. This ashrama is not there. You can count on the fingertips how many people are there. Also, it is not now a preferred method because there's not money. There's not money there. In the olden days when dakshina was given, they will give liberally because they will look at the person and they will say, look, this person is a good brahmana, vaidika, very good nanna panita. I know how he lives, and he will spend his time teaching education and how a clean life, right? And there at that time they were the yajamana also will consider according to the capacity. They will say, not when you come to the house, they look at your house. Then they won't ask you. Next time they'll come and say, you know, you give them something, they will say, this is not enough, I need more. They will ask. Because they judge you depending upon where you live, how you live, how many cars you got. They are all watching. Everything is being... Now, this is not a brahmana dharma. Correct. But unfortunately, what even the yajamana also now has become like this. Where they want to squeeze every brahmana, every penny out of them. So they were not giving them adequate dakshina. Thereby, the brahmanas lost faith in the yajamana. Thereby, the brahmanas now set the rates for everything. And now it is very commercially money oriented. This is not because now it is like the Vaishya Parampara, where you know there's a baniya, where okay, if you give me this, I'll give you this. This is my rate, you sell this. Whereas in the olden days, the dharma was not there. So what it says here, if you follow the dharma in that manner, it will not bring you shreyas, it will be imperfect, it will not lead you to the goal what you are made for. Whereas Kshatriya is supposed to be there. Kshatriya becomes, you know, like a Shudraha. Kshatriya cannot be a Shudraha because Kshatriya Dharma is supposed to be what? He is supposed to protect the community. His role is to, that is Dharma. What is Swadharma? Kshatriya Dharma is to protect his community. Right? And protect people from all sorts of evil deeds. Rashtra Dharma is also there. Rajya Dharma is there. Kshatriyas. He cannot become a Brahmana. He cannot say, no, I will, just like this, Arjuna is a Kshatriya. His role is to fight. No, I will not fight. I will become Sannyasa, Sannyasa Ashrama. Krishna comes very strongly with him. What is your Sudharma? You are Kshatriya. You think that by following Sannyasa Ashrama, you are going to get Shreyas. People will criticize you. You will become Akirti. You will get, look at this Arjuna. He is well equipped. Mahabahu, everything is there. People are God, leadership skills are there. But he is like a chicken, he just ran away. He went to the mountain and then sat there, Sannyasa Ashrama. What is the use? So you should say, you do your duty according to your dharma. Your dharma says to fight, protect the world. You do the dharma to best ability what you can. That will give you shreyas. Rather than following paradharma. So he says, paradharma anushtita. Vigunaha, imperfect, then Shreyan Swadharmaha. So if you do Swadharmaha, you are better off than doing Paradharmaha. And in the process, Swadharme Nidhanam Shreyaha. Even if you pass away, even if you get killed, Arjuna, even if you get killed in the process of being Kshatriya, somebody shoots an arrow and you get killed, you will get Shreyas better than Paradharmo Bhayavaha, means the other dharma is full of fear. You do not know how it will be. But it is one day you get bored. We dore shanda. One day you decide, okay, now I'm going to take sannyasa. You walk away. You take sannyasa. Go to the mountain, sit there. Angi is a buddhida varo. Santa buddhida varo. Because mind develop ali. Palayla pa yokan hana prajma. Because wherever you go, the same buddhi goes there. Santa buddhi goes there. And they are also thinking about all the old pagamela. Right? So, unless your mind is ready, you cannot go there. So, padi padiya da mind develop panam. Slowly, slowly you have to develop the mind so that the mind is ready for accepting that specific dharma. You cannot just directly go there because I like to be there. That's why Krishna tells Arjuna, Arjuna, I know you want to get sannyasa, but you are not ready yet. Therefore, you Kama Yoga. That is stress for you. So he says, Swadharma, Swakarma. Right? So Swadharma is one of the five buddhis. Swadharma buddhi is one of the five buddhis. Ishwarpana buddhi, Prasada buddhi, Swadhyaya buddhi, Swadharma buddhi, Samatta buddhi. So he talks about now Swadharma buddhi here. He said, do your dharma. Be confident about what you are doing. This is your Swadharma. See, it's also very important to know that everybody has got a role in society. Everybody. Like if you are a husband, means you've got a role. Husband is not a position, mind you. Husband position. It's a title, it's a role for you. Sometimes you'll be agatakara, sometimes you'll be a friend, sometimes you'll be a father, sometimes you'll be somebody. Different types of roles you perform. So husband is not a title given to you. It is there, people assume, but it is only a role you perform. Right? You put on different hats, one person remaining same, multiple hats. And when you are a father, you behave like a father. You don't behave like a husband, right? Because what is your dharma for a father? You should act like a father. If your husband, what? No, you cannot be a father to the wife because you are a husband to the wife. So, on the role of dharma, that is dharma. And the dharma, everything has got clear-cut distinction. You act according to the what it is required there. If you are a teacher, you got a dharma to follow. Let's example, if people don't follow it, no, I won't follow any dharma. I will follow whatever I want. All chaos, fully chaotic. Everybody will cut everybody. Total confusion. Nothing will happen. Just imagine this, you have got a football, people are playing soccer. And one person said, you are the goalkeeper. And I will be the forward person and I will go around kicking the ball. So he has been told that he is a goalkeeper. So our role and what is the goalkeeper's job? He has to stay there. Correct. His role is to protect the goal, the goal post. People will kick the ball. His role is to make sure that the ball doesn't come out and he should always be alert. I also go in the middle of the play. He leaves the goal post and starts to go and play in the middle. I don't like to be there. What happens? Yara out the ball and should go on. Because everybody thinks that you are the goalkeeper and suddenly you decide to go and do play in the middle. So people kick the ball, they say, he's in the middle here. Total problem. That is what happens when people don't perform according to dharma. He says it is distraught with fear. Para dharma bayavaha. Because if you follow other dharma, which is not yours, if you become something like this, then it will be a problematic thing for you. It is distorted fear of failure. You may not be able to execute it perfectly as you think you can. Whereas, this is my dharma and I'm very confident, my dharma is like this. I will do this to the extent possible. Now, anushtanam pannikiren, I will do this. I'm very confident, I know about this, I will do this. If you don't know, ask somebody, what is my dharma? Adhum kekkalan chunga. Supposing some people, I don't know, my dharma is there. I'm an ethical person, abhimba. Ethical person is dharma. He's not a dharmic person. Ethical person is he's governed by what right and wrong. He thinks that, see, I'm an ethical person means what I think this is right. I will do that. He's not governed by any shastra. Correct. An ethical person is not a religious person. You always saw that, right? The ethical person is ethical, and my view is like, I will not tell lies. But he has got no background, anything, nothing there. No dharma, nothing is there. Dharma. See, this is my dharma. I choose what I say. If I want to tell somebody, I'll just tell him off. If I don't like somebody, I just don't like somebody. If I like somebody, I say, this is my like somebody. This is my dharma. There's no basis. Correct. If everybody starts like this, so nobody talk. What happens? Society, ellame unga relative, life will be a total failure. Correct. See, if you behave in society like this, you don't talk to somebody because you don't like it. Other person says, oh, only I'm particular. So naturally, there will be no communication. Do you think life will be happy? It will not be happy. So you have to follow your dharma. Okay, look, my dharma is to, okay, this is my role. I'm the eldest in the family. If you are eldest, daughter-in-law family, your role is to make sure that everybody listens to you. Right? You cannot say that, oh, no, no. You have to get respect. You have to command respect by what? By your deeds, by your duties, by behaving in the position. Not just saying that, people don't respect you like this. Because you are now governed by your likes and dislikes. It is not your dharma. You have to understand your dharma. That's why you have to say, see, நீ அந்த வீட்டுக்கு போற பெரிய மாட்டு பொண்ணு நீ எல்லாம் அனுஷ்டானம் எல்லாம் பார்த்து எல்லாம் அனுசரிச்சு போனோம் யூ பி லாங் பீப்புள் பி தேர் யூ ஆர் த பர்சன் எல்டஸ்ட் தேர் பீப்புள் கம் ஆஃப்டர் யூ யூ ஹாவ் டு பி த எக்ஸாம்பிள் ரோல் மாடலாக இருக்கணும் நீ டிஃபிகல்டிஸ் வில் கம் மதர் ஆக்சுவலி சொல்லிட்டு தான் படிச்சு சொல்லிட்டு தான் போவான் தேர் ஆர் ஆல்சோ மதர்ஸ் வில் சே நீ போய் பார்த்துக்கோ டிஃபிகல்ட்டாக இருந்தால் இங்கே வந்துடு மறுபடியும் See, you go there and see. If you find it too difficult, I will come and check everything is okay or not. See, too difficult, Anna, Mandudu, Aathlaing. My home is always there for you. Open the door. You come in. Naturally, the person will not have any dharma to follow. Our Sanatan Dharma Marko. Whereas if you know dharma, you tell them, look, this is your dharma. This is how you should behave. The husband, you should, in a community, big family, this is how you should behave. There will be plus and negatives will be there in path adjustment in form. Adhemari, husband also should know that this wife is coming from another family. Maru magal, abdina, or magal will be maru magal na, nuru vitla, nuru magal varar. To somebody's family, they left all their belongings. Parashallah utach. See, they left their father, mother, brother, illare utach. Now, this girl has completely surrendered to this person. Who do not know their own each other. And life can be a torture, opposing. But still, the person continues to live there. Means there is some sort of liking is there for the person. Some common things are there. Okay. So both sides has to understand what is dharma. You know dharma and what is my dharma? My husband is Sri Dharma, my Manushi Dharma, Pati Dharma is this is my dharma. I have to protect her till the end. Come what may. I may fight with her every day. I may disagree with her every day, but I will not let her go. I'll make sure that till the last moment I'll protect her. Nothing harm will come to her. That is how you take Agni. You say it in front of the seven Saptapati, right? You take seven steps to take. And then you say, Ellarthu Handarakam, because all the five fingers are different. You have got different tastes, she has got different tastes. All dharmas, that is why I am telling you that this dharma is a very difficult thing. Dharma the varashirana is a problem. Dharma the varashama malla pona. See, when you start rubbing dharma, it will rub you back. You just try it. No, I will test dharma. You test it. It will come and bite you back in a big, big way. Adhoda pesama irukkano. Okay. Yeah, pa. Okay. Pretty clear. Okay, I will not do this. No, pretty clear. I will do this. Today, adjustment day pona. Correct. Whereas if you say, I call spade a spade. See, what you're doing is not right. And, it will just keep on getting bad. So you have to anusarchin pona. Anushtitaha means what? By following what is your dharma. You understand your dharma and you follow it. So that is what it says here, that this is better than following some other dharma, trying to be somebody else, which is not the way it is supposed to be. So duty is different. See, duty is different. Everybody has got a duty. If you are a role player, if you got a role, a father, mother, sister, brother, whichever you got a duty in that capacity. And the duty thing is same. You have to do that. But duty should not become attachment. In the process of becoming duty, you do not exercise right. Like, this is my right. Yes, Suresh is correct. That's what I told you. Because see, I also told before that Arjuna is trying to get to escape route to Sannyasa Yoga. He wants to escape. That is the whole topic. The whole of the Bhagavad Gita is because he does not know Raga Dveshas. He doesn't have any control over Raga Dveshas. Manam ponam paakil. Manam ponam pookuna artham. Enoda manasu eppadi porudha appadi pora. Tomorrow I will not like Sannyasa Yoga. I will come back and fight. Because he has got so much of Dvesha toward Duryodhana and whole thing. Whole 11 years of tapas he has been doing in the forest. All his thoughts have been only been, you know, focused only on getting revenge. Because Draupadi, he was very close to Draupadi. His attachment was so close to Draupadi. Because he actually won her. He was the person who won her for him. But because of some things, he said, okay, you share everybody. I mean, that's a different thing. And when some insult is being meted to her, he couldn't stand it. Correct. And that is why Krishna said, like, in the 11 years you were in the forest, not once did you ask me. I was there with you all the time. I came to see you in the forest many times. And you didn't even ask me at that time that I want to take sannyasa. I would have given you at that time. I would not have come to this far where you take me to the battle now. I am sitting in front of the chariot there. Bhishma is there, Drona is there. Now you say you want to run away? Where will I go? I cannot go anywhere. They will shoot me next day. Because even Karna also, what happened? He went down to fix the wheel, they shot him. Right? So same thing will happen to Krishna. See, I am a sitting duck in front of everybody. You are supposed to protect me. I am the sarathi for you. I told that I would not lift a single astram. So if somebody shoots me with an arrow, I'll accept it. I'll die. Correct. So what is your dharma? Your dharma is to protect me. And you are running away. That is not what was saying by this. This was saying, if you run away like this, people will criticize you. It is distorted with fear and not perfect. Because you are a kshatriya. I'm also a kshatriya, but I have decided not to fight. So nobody will say anything to me because I already told the world that I will not fight the war. I will just be your sarathi, I will just guide you. See, Krishna is a politician, different thing altogether. He's a, of course, Bhagavan per se. He doesn't need to fight anything. The war is already won before he has fought. He already told that you already won the war. You see all these people are there. Right? He knows about that. But he doesn't tell Arjuna that you do your duty, Arjuna, don't worry about it. So everything, give it back to me. Just fight. I will take care of the results for you. Don't say that, you know, I am managing it, I am fighting it, I am killing it. Or you are to kill. You are killing whom? He said, ask a question, right? You are not killing anybody. Nobody gets killed here. You are only killing the physical body. You are not killing their true consciousness of the Atma. Physical body gets killed anyway. If Drona was not killed by you, somebody else is going to kill him. His Ayu is already there. If you think that you are going to kill him and you feel bad about it, you can go now. But then understand that all Bhishma also will get killed one day. Because they are ordained for it. I can tell you that. That is what it says here. Is that one has to know the dharma. So Krishna is there to guide Arjuna. Very good person. Imagine that having a guru like Krishna, teaching Arjuna is the Shreyas, you know, highest form of what, what else you can ask? Bhagavan himself comes and teaches Arjuna for a person that But Krishna is, Arjuna is still not convinced. So he fights the war. Afterwards he says, Krishna, can you teach me another time? Because he forgets what has been told. Then Krishna did Anugita. He teaches him another small version of called Anugita. So just to recollect all been taught by Krishna during the war. So Anugita is another small, which is the same thing what we discuss, but it is a condensed version of the essence of the Gita. Says here, right? So exercise your choice, very important. So when you talk about dharma, what is the dharma of sannyasa dharma? I talked about ahimsa. Ahimsa is a dharma. Sannyasis being dharma is ahimsa. They will not cause any himsa to anybody, whether knowingly or unknowingly. That is what their pledge they have taken. Look, I am not in competition with this world. I am not fighting for equality in this world. I do not own anything in this world. I will not cause any harm to this person any way. Through by speech, by action, or by deeds, I will not cause any action. I will not go do any ahimsa. This is what is the highest form of, you know, is dharma of sannyasa. See, Mahavir Jain, Jainism is more stricter than sannyasa. When Mahavir Jain used to walk, it is said that he told the people to sweep the streets before he walks. Not with the jadu. Thodapanguchi illa. Not the one which is Tannanguchi kadaiyadu. Tannanguchi is still, you know, Tannanguchi is still hurt. Correct. It has got. So he'll say sweep with the feather. So wherever Mahavir used to walk, people used to go in front and they used to sweep before he comes with the feather, because the feather is supposed to be light, and even if somebody, any creature or something is there, it won't get affected by the feather. And they used to always wear this, you know, this, if you see, they have this, right, the white cloth over the mouth, and they will always see, like, they will not, because unknowingly, their germs should not go to somebody's and they should not kill. Because our mouth, see, when you speak, there are germs inside our body. And sometimes, you know, when we say, we always spit also. Correct. Some people, when they call, they spit, they spit. Correct. And you can see the other person, so to protect that, because there are germs being transmitted. See, you may be sick, or your internal body may not be well. You do not know. You think you are well. So, adhik protect pantrata ahimsa was followed. So, Jainism was even stricter than Buddha. Buddhism was to some extent was okay. Jainism was more stricter. So, sannyasa dharma is also similar to that. So, where ahimsa is the dharma, parat, that is the dharma. No, this is not my dharma. I'll take something else. Supposing sannyasi says, let me go become a businessman. Like, a lot of people are there. I don't have to say, you know that. So, they have all taken the path of sannyasa. And they have got a lot of big empires. And the Urga, in the Urga. Then you got, you know, commercial big enterprises running big business empires. And then when you see them, they are all in, you know, in vesti and, you know, orange robes, everything. So when you look at them, you feel that, oh my God, he's sannyasi. But then you see, big business empire. Lots of multi-billion dollar wealth. Lots of centers worldwide. Panam books were there, selling CDs, books, all people, copyrights have been given. All commercial. So when you look at them, then, you know, that is not dharma. whereas if you look at a sannyasi, a typical sannyasi, that is why just like the Brahmana's faith has been demolished by the people not doing dharma, the sannyasi ashrama's faith also been demolished by people not following dharma. They have become so-called sannyasis and they have not been exercising that properly. அதனால யார பார்த்தாலும் பயமா இருக்கும். ஆரஞ்சு பார்த்தாலே ஓ அவர் பார்த்தா பயமா இருக்கும். சோ ஈஸி குட் சன்னியாசி ஆர் நாட், அவரை பிடிக்கணுமா வேணாமா? பிகாஸ் யூ ஆர் நாட் ஷுவர். யூ ஏசு பகவான் ஷுவர் அபவுட் ஹிஸ் தர்மா. ஹவு கேன் யூ ஜட்ஜ் அதர் பீப்புள்ஸ் தர்மா? நம்ம தர்மமே நமக்கு தெரியாது. பராதர்மா பத்தி சன்னியாசி ஹவு கேன் யூ அசஸ்? அதுக்கு படிச்சிருக்கணும். ஓ சன்னியாசி தர்மானா இப்படி இருக்கணும். You look at a sannyasi, you will know how the person lives, how the person walks, how the person talks. Sita pragya ka bhashaha ka asitaha, we saw before. Eppadi ukkandhupar, eppadi nippar, how does he walk, what does he say, how does he behave, all these attributes are there. So you judge that. You see how, and then you see if it fits you. And then you follow the guru. Lots of acharya sitting there. Ella pipe open aru. One pipe is saying that, okay, moksha is there, another pipe saying another ashra, all vadya, everybody sitting there. Ungalku yara pidikiradho inga poi ponga. If you feel that nama sangeetam acharya is good for you, go there. If that attracts you. If you feel something else is going there, meditation acharya says, you go there. That suits you. Ungalku enna pidikiradho, so whatever you are seeking, acharya is available there. Right. But you understand what you are seeking for. What is your dharma also is important. If a dharma is to get, you know, Brahmana dharma, which is dharma jnana atiti brahmanaha, by knowing Brahman, that is my dharma, then you follow that dharma which is supposed to be sannyasa dharma, that is what is supposed to be there. So that is what it says here. Principle has to be understood very clearly. And results of abandoning one's dharma is very, very dangerous because it can lead you to all sorts of problems. First of all, we don't know our dharma properly. அதையே ஒழுங்கா பண்ண முடியல. அதை விட்டுட்டு பராதர்மா அந்த தர்மா பிடிச்சு அதை பண்ணலாமே. பிகாஸ் அவள்லாம் சக்சஸ்ஃபுல்லா இருக்கா. தோஸ் பீப்புள் ஆர் ஆல் சக்சஸ்ஃபுல் தே, லெட் மீ கோ அண்ட் ஃபாலோ தம். அவ பண்றானா தே மே பி ஃபாலோயிங் தர்மா, யூ டு நாட் நோ. சோ யூ வாட் யூ டூ, யூ ட்ரை டு கோ அண்ட் பிகம் சம்படி லைக் தட். சி அஸ் ஐ டோல்ட் யூ ஆல்சோ, தி ஸ்டோரி ஐ டோல்ட் யூ பிஃபோர் ஆல்சோ, லைக் எ டைகர் இஸ் எ டைகர். Striped tiger is striped tiger. Tiger nature is stripes. Poona poi vandu tiger maadhiri shoot potta poona setti padum. If a cat wants to be like a tiger and it goes there and say like the tiger is big and very very attractive color, I want to be like a tiger, na, you cannot become a tiger. A cat is a cat, a tiger is a tiger. Adhala poi nalla shoot potta vandu poona na stripe la potta vachu odam nalla karpa dark alla palutha karandi edutha na potta vachu நல்லா இருக்கும் பார்க்கறதுக்கு. பட் தென் இட் வில் டை ஆஃப் இட்ஸ் ஓன் இன்ஜுரி பிகாஸ் இட் இஸ் நாட் த தர்மா ஆஃப் த கேட் டு பிகி லைக் லைக் அ டைகர். டைகர் தர்மா என்ன உருமும் கத்தும். பூனை என்ன பண்ணும்? மியாவும் இப்படிதான் பண்ணும். என்னதான் பண்ணாலும் மியாவும் தான் வரும். இட் கெனாட் டிரான்ஸ்ஃபார்ம் இட் செல்ஃப் இன் டு அ டைகர். கரெக்டா? அதே மாதிரி நம்ம வந்து வி கெனாட் பிகம் அ டாக் ஆர் பிகம் சம்திங் எல்ஸ். அதுக்கு அது அப்படிதான் இருக்கும். நீங்க என்ன பண்ணினாலும் தர்மா டாக் தர்மா இஸ் டு பார்க். கரெக்டா? ஓ அப்படின்னு கத்தோம். அதுக்கு என்ன நீங்களும் கத்த முடியுமா? யூ கேனாட் பிகம் லைக் தம். யுவர் தர்மா இஸ் டிஃப்ரெண்ட் தர்மா. அது தர்மா ஃபாலோ பண்றது, அது கத்துறது, அது பாவது இப்போ அப்படியே இருக்கு. ஸோ டோன்ட் பி லைக் தம். ஸோ வாட் ஐ ஆம் சேயிங் இஸ் எக்ஸாம்பிள் தான். எவ்ரிபடி இன் திஸ் எல்லா ஸ்பீஷிஸையும் தேர் ஆல் டிஃப்ரெண்ட் டிஃப்ரெண்ட் பீப்புள் ஆர் தேர், டிஃப்ரெண்ட் டிஃப்ரெண்ட் தர்மாஸ் ஆர் தேர். டு நாட் ட்ரை டு பி சம்படி, யூ ட்ரை டு பி யுவர் ஓன். அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட் வாட் இஸ் யுவர் தர்மா. நம்ம தர்மா சுதர்மா இஸ் வாட், நம்ம அனுஷ்டான தர்மா என்ன சொல்றது அதை படிக்கணும் முதல்ல. அதை படிக்கலன்னா யூ நோ ஃப்ரம் சம்படி வாட் இஸ் யூ தர்மா. ரைட்? ஸோ தென் யூ அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட் இட், தென் யூ எக்ஸிக்யூட் இட் டு தி எக்ஸ்டென்ட், பெஸ்ட் எக்ஸ்டென்ட் பாசிபிள். இம்பர்ஷன் வில் பி தேர். இல்லை இல்லை, நான் பர்ஃபெக்டாக பண்ண எல்லாம். சி இஃப் ஐ இஃப் ஐ ஃபாலோ தர்மா, ஐ ஹட் டு பி 100% கரெக்ட், அட்லீஸ்ட் ஐ ஒன்ட் டூ எனி திங். அப்படின்னு சொல்லுவா இருக்கா நிறைய பேர் இருக்கா? நிறைய பேர் சொல்லுவா இருக்கா, சி இஃப் ஐ ஃபாலோ சம்திங் ஐ ஃபாலோ 100%, அட்லீஸ்ட் ஐ ஒன்ட் ஃபாலோ எனி திங் அப்படியும் பேசுவா இருக்கா? ஹியர் இஸ் ஹியர்ஸ் people say that, like adala excuse summa chumba chak onnu pannama irukku vajana pandrathukku. Why? What he says here is that if you follow dharma, it is not perfect also. and in the process you pass away Nidhanam, still you will get better shreyas than performing Samadhan Dharma, which is not your Dharma, and you will fail. Right. That is what is said here. Nala number dharma namena, Sadharma is a very karma yoga, one of the fundamental buddhi. Anji buddhi is important buddhi. Sadharma buddhi is important. Number dharma na shodra. What is my Sri Dharma? What is Pati Dharma? What is Putra Dharma? What is illa Raja Dharma? Raja Dharma has to be known. Sadharma, a king has to know his Dharma, that okay, my role is to protect the Praja. Correct. So he has to do things according to what is required to protect the people. He cannot become a Praja. Oh, I think the Prajas are very happy. I can be a Praja Dharma. He cannot. Praja has to follow their Dharma. He has to listen to the king. And the Galatana people are happy because they were all following Dharma. Oh, Raja Sunanna, I will follow. If they say fight, because they were doing according to what is good for them. Manu Dharma, why say Manu Dharma? Manu Dharma, money adikra alaya, money adikra. Because Manu Dharma says that when you ring the bell, I will get justice. So people used to come, Manu Dharma. Manu was a king also, a really great king. And he said that when anybody comes to me, even my own son comes to me, and you know, if somebody protests against my own son, anybody else, I will give dharma, I will give the direction as by a king. I will not distinguish between my son or anybody else. Because for me, dharma is important. That is why he is called Manunidhi Shoran Kupra. Why do you call Manunidhi Shoran? Because Shoran king was supposed to be the greatest. They were following examples. People know that. Now we talk about them, we know them because is there anybody who knows dharma? Because dharma protects you. You follow dharma, dharma will protect you. Dharma me illa appo kali yuga dharma me irukapodala. Because Kali Yuga is supposed to be a Yuga where Dharma will not be followed. It will be difficult. It will survive. It will be very, very difficult to follow Anushtana. Lot of complexities will come. Disturbances will come. And the priority, in the priority, lots of, you know. So you will not be able to, even if you want to do it, you cannot do it. Soonla panna mudiyadhu. Sandarpa ungal kadaikkum. Anna ungal panna mudiyadhu. Because that is the way it is. The whole development of the universe will go in such a way that is why I told you the yuga also, that average, the maximum living 100 years. In the olden days, in the Satya Yuga, 100,000 years people are living there. Life was long. Whereas 100,000 to, you know, then, you know, then 1,000, then, you know, now it comes to 100 now. 10,000, 1,000, 100 now. In four yugas. So the maximum a person can live in this 100 years. No roshat mala yaar ayuya kadeya. That's why Shatam Samvatsaram. Shataha we say 100. And Dirga Vayuhu, 100 years. 100 years in Gandhala Shastra Bhdi Poro. Nobody will, I mean, olden days people are there, they will live. I don't know our generation how long will live. Correct, because we are in an environment which is brought up differently. But even if you live, he says here that Swadharme Nidhanam Shreyaha. Nidhanam means that even if you pass away, if death occurs to you in the process, by following your dharma, it is better than not following any dharma or not following or following some other paradharma. Illana avara maadhiri irukka poran. Avara maadhiri irukkana only first avar eppadi irukkaanu theriyanum first. To understand somebody's dharma, you should know your dharma first. Illana enoda dharma nu puriyadhu, avu dharma nu puriyum. Abdi puri mudiyum. How can you understand? First of all, you should know your dharma first. Na enna dharma? See, if you are a stri dharma, means you should know your dharma first. Pati dharma means you should know your pati dharma first. This is my duty. This is what I should do. Then only you can go and ask somebody, look, now have I done anything wrong? I am following everything as per required. So this is your duty. Right? So that is why we say, when you say the patnihi, when you say, right? Sahadharmini. Why we call Sahadharmini? Because dharma comes from Sahadharmini, means the husband and wife, they are together. If the husband falls in duty, then the duty of the wife to lift him up and say, look, you are not doing a dharma. What is your dharma? Your dharma is to do this, do this, do this. So do this. If you want some help, I will help you. So her role is to make sure that dharma is done, protected by this person who is husband. That is why she doesn't have any karma. And I prepared. See, in the olden days, the role of the wife was different. The role of the wife was to support the husband in anushtaning, in setting up dharma, so that he follows dharma, in the process he benefits. Whatever karma the husband does, 100% of the punyam goes to the wife. So there is no need for the person, wife, to do any japam or homam or anything. Illa naan homam pannuven. Ippa edhum indha women's liberation, the latest movement, equality of women. Avar pannadhu naan homam panna koodada. There are lots of things you have to do. If somebody is running a home in your house, the puja in your house, the yajamana husband is sitting there chanting mantras. No, he is chanting means I will chant. Who is going to prepare the payasam, vada, appam, yaar pannuvaanga? Adhu ellam avar pannikittume. Yaar pannuvaanga? Somebody has to support, right? He has to flower vaangindu varanum, guest look after pannanum, all these things are required. They are all ancillary things. You cannot follow any function in dharma without the support of other person. So supporting rules were there. And by supporting this husband, she was reading all the pulyam also. See, double side effort parma. The husband going to benefit a career. He just, by doing the karma 100% because she is standing behind the kuchis nikra parma. Holderla. Chummala, I am standing behind you. I am giving you permission. Do that. Correct. So now I have given you instruction how to do this. I have given you permission. You do. Chummala, harikarde abinba. You are harikarde. The dharma put harik. But its significance, it means, see, namakalam theriyade. We don't know, right? So if you don't know the mantra, if you don't know, பாத்தியா சொல்றாரு, ஓகே இந்த குச்சி இந்த இடது கையில குச்சி பிடிக்கிறது அப்படிலாம் கிடையாது. யூ ஹேவ் டு நோ தி ரைட் டைமென்ஷன் தேர், ரைட்? சோ அதெல்லாம் இட் மீன்ஸ் தட் தி வைஃப் ஹஸ் गिवन பெர்மிஷன், ஓகே லுக் ஐ வாண்ட் டு ஸ்டார்ட் தி பூஜா, யூ டு தட்ஸ், ஐ வில் கோ அண்ட் டு अदर டியூட்டிஸ் which are required to be done. சோ திஸ் அஜமான டஸ் ஆல் திஸ் சதர்மா, ஹி சேஸ் தர்மா இஸ் டு டு திஸ், ஹி கெட்ஸ் ஆல் தி புண்ணியம் எல்லாம் வைஃப் போகும், பிகாஸ் ஷி ஹஸ் ஆல்ரெடி गिवन இன்ஸ்ட்ரக்ஷன், லுக் நான் சொல்லி தான் பண்ண போறேன். பட் அக்னி இஸ் ஆல்சோ गिवन பை தி வைஃப் ஆல்சோ. இவனே கொடுக்க முடியாது அக்னிலாம். ட்ரெடிஷனலி த வைஃப் ஹாஸ் டு கிவ் அக்னி, தென் ஒன்லி த பூஜா கேன் ஸ்டார்ட். ஸோ தி விமன் ஹாஸ் பீன் கிவன் த ஹையஸ்ட் இம்பார்ட்டன்ஸ் இன் அவர் தர்மா. நோ அதர் தர்மாஸ் கேன் கிவன் தி விமன் சோ மச் ஆஃப் இம்பார்ட்டன்ஸ். ஆனால் என்ன தர்மா, அதெல்லாம் மறந்து போயிட்டான். இல்லை எனக்கு அது பண்ண முடியலையே, அதுதான் பிடிச்சுன்னு இருக்கான். இதெல்லாம் அவுட்டாச், supporting activity la uttaach, avaru pandraare, I should also do this. He is chanting vedam, I should also chant vedam. Brahmana has to chant vedam by which he says this dharma. Adu pannaana punyam varadu, anala avan chant pandran paavam, kathi lolona kathinirukka. He does it, he gets punyam, and he has already told shastram that by chanting you are going to get benefit. So why do you want to do that again? Unak already one ponnu pannaame punyam kedaikapogudhu. And by not doing your duty, you are not going to get any more further punyam. Alla punyam setuko, who doesn't want? So the wife says, okay, look, I am going to make appam puri nei illa panna pora paasathu panna pora na naivedyathukku. That means that person is doing his dharma, that is his dharma, patni dharma, to prepare everything ready, make sure the guests are fed, house is clean, and nobody is, you know, complaining about anything. Ella dakshana, everything is prepared by this person. The husband doesn't come and prepare dakshana. Edhu poi paisa kudukuraaga, he says dakshana ready irukama, he brings vetala back everything and keeps the money there. Irane garba andastham ena bijam idha poravalle thanni porrom, correct? And then it is the wife gives water. I don't know if you notice it or not, when dakshana is given, the wife gives water, correct? Potra avu dakshana kudungo. So everything is done to the wife only, nothing is done like this. So avlo importance kuduthiruka because dharma na purinam. So swadharma na, that is why I am telling so much important, because swadharma has to be known. நம்ம தர்மம் நமக்கு புரியலன்னா யூ வில் நாட் பி ஏபிள் டு டூ அனுஷ்டானம். யூ வில் நாட் பி ஏபிள் டு ஃபாலோ டு த ரைட் எக்ஸ்டென்ட். அண்ட் இஃப் யூ டோன்ட் ஃபாலோ டு த ரைட் எக்ஸ்டென்ட் யூ வில் ஃபாலோ இன் டு அதர் தர்மா. அதவா பண்றாளே ஆத்துல வேற ஏதாவது பண்றாளே அங்க போய் பண்ணுவான். நம்ம ஆத்துல என்ன வழக்கம்? வாட் இஸ் அவர் தர்மா? யூ லேர்ன் தட் அண்ட் யூ ஃபாலோ டு த எக்ஸ்டென்ட் வாட் இஸ் ரிக்வயர்ட். ஸோ இட் சேஸ் இன் த ப்ரோசஸ் ஆஃப் டூயிங் தட் இஃப் யூ வாக் அவே ஆர் இஃப் யூ டிசைட் டு if you leave this world, it will still give you better benefit than not following your own dharma, is what is said here. Same thing talks to Krishna, Arjuna also. Arjuna, you are Kshatriya dharma, you are Kshatriya dharma. You are supposed to fight the war, not to run away from here. And by running away, you are not going to get any benefit. So know your dharma. Arjuna knows his dharma. He says, look, I am a Kshatriya. He knows. I am to fight. I am a king. I am a prince. He is one of the princes, right, of Indraprastha. And the prince, our own prince now. So as a prince, what is wrong? He knows. But his mind is confused. So he decides to take another path. Krishna brings him back. So there Krishna, the wife has to bring back. The wife strays, the husband has to bring her back. Saying, look, what you are not doing is right. Let us do this together. They both come and sahadharmani means what? They both come together to perform dharma. In our tradition, one person cannot do. That is why if you don't have a wife, you cannot do certain things. You cannot do. Likewise, if you don't have a putraha, you cannot do certain things also. Because you cannot substitute, a putri can do putra's job, you cannot do. Only a putra can do cremation. And that is why we say, because the tradition says that the lineage has to continue. So Ellame, there is a very clear role demarcation is there. No, how can you say that everything is equal today? Why you cannot go there? Because in the cremation guard, people are not allowed there. Only at a certain extent you can go. Correct? We say, பழைய பாட்டில் இருக்க வீடு வரை மனைவி காடு வரை பிள்ளை கடைசி வரை யாரோ. Why do you say like that? Veedu varai manavi means what? Veedu means what? Up to the house border only the wife can go. Kaadu varai pillai. Kadasi varai yaro means what? Who is going to be the end? Nobody knows. The son will come and cremate. After that only Bhagavan is with you. Only knowledge is with you. So adala on tattva paadal paatina kuda adu romba nanna interesting a irukum. But now you understand the meaning of this. You will know that this is what is said there. Ramadasan paatidha a beautiful paat. So this is what it says here, this verse, verse 35. I think I made it very clear to you. We talked about duties. Now, after giving all the lecture, Arjuna has got a question. Long time, Krishna has been just keep on talking. So, can I say, get in there. Now, Arjuna has got a question. So, verse 36, Arjuna uvacha atakena prayukto yam papam charati purushaha atak கேனம் பிரயுக்தோயம் பாபம் சரதி புருஷஹ அனிச்சன்னபி வாஸ்னேய பலாதிவனியோஜிதஹ அதக்கேன பிரயுக்தோயம் பாபம் சரதி புருஷஹ அனிச்சன்னபி வாஸ்னேய பலாதிவனி யோஜிதா. So Arjuna says, Arjuna vacha means Arjuna is now speaking. Hey Varshneya. This is a word called Varshneya. So Varshneya is a name for Krishna. He is from the Kula called Vrishni. He is one of the ancestors of Krishna. It also can mean that Varshneya means that which is Varshikrad. that which is showering the blessings on of happiness on people. Krishna is what? Is happiness, personified happiness. So Vrishni is a kula, or the ancestors from which this Krishna has come. So it's called Vashneya. See, Arjuna uses this word. Vashneya, he uses Dhananjaya, Mahabaho. All these names are being talked about. They both each give a lot of names to each other. So Vashneya is also another name. Because he knows that he has come from the clan of Vashneya. They both grew together. Same age. That is where confusion is there. I know that, I know your birth. I was there at that time. I was as a prince. You were born in Mathura. And suddenly now you've become so famous. I fail to understand what have you done. Maybe he's a Mayavi. He doesn't know he's a Bhagavan. Arjuna doesn't know he's a Bhagavan. But Arjuna knows that he's not an ordinary person also. He's not like me. He's somebody, he's a Mayavi. Something is God. He has heard about a lot about him, but he is not Arkabaya. See, Pande, when you meet somebody, right? You do not know what he has got. Arpati Kelly Patrika, I'm not sure about it. But he is different. He is not like us. Till such time you know the person very closely, then only you start accepting that person as a guru or a guide or a philosopher and a friend. Right? Till such time you only have reverence. See, the Mutta only reverence are okay. But when he is completely lost, when his emotions take over, starts crying, that's when he approaches Krishna and says, look, I surrender to you, Krishna. You know, you teach me this. There now he surrenders as a student. He becomes a disciple of Krishna. Then it is the problem of the teacher now to tell him. So sometimes we'll admonish him. Sometimes we'll criticize him, Ninda. Sometimes we'll praise him. Sometimes we'll direct him, do this, will go. So the guru has got all sorts of things. And the student has to accept. Because one of the qualities of this Shishya is to accept the Guru's direction. I won't listen to him. I only take up what I think is relevant for me. Then there's no surrender attitude. Right? If you don't follow what the teacher is saying or the Guru is saying, and if you do what you want, you take only those things which is relevant for you, then surrender is not complete. Then your ego is still with you. But when you do surrender the ego, Guru Brahma, Guru Vishnu, Guru Deva Maheshwara, Guru Deva Param Brahma, Tasmai Sri Gurave Namah. There is no other Brahma apart from me, Maheshwara house. So you have total surrender in Guru's words, Guru Vakyam, Guru Mukhena. When you do that, then life will be smooth for you. You are no longer worried about anything. Allah, our Vatipar. Doubt on the cake, you know. See, am I doing right or wrong? Learning how to pandunga. Or don't do this. You wait. Summa are. He saw in Taimana, right? He goes behind this person and he says, Summa are. He doesn't understand. Summa are na ipi okara mudiyum. He says, wait. When the time comes, I'll induct you into this particular thing. So he waits. He knows. Correct. He has got all sorts of problems. See, he is from Velalal Kulam. Low jati. He cannot pursue Veda. He cannot do Upanayana. Correct. So because he can't study Veda, he can't be a Brahma Jnana. He can't possible. And he's working in a palace. No access. So how can Jnanam come to him? So some grace is there, Bhagavan is there. Some Vairagyam has been given to him. So he works very hard for that. Then that's how he approaches. When he are surrendered to the Guru totally, unconditionally, then it is the job of the teacher or the guru to lead you to the right direction. Agyana timirandasya jnana shalakeha. So what does it do? Agyanam timirandasya. Andasya means you become blind at what? Agyanam by timir, by your own ego. Chakshur militam yena tasmai shri gurave namaha. So just like, you know, if you have a bad eye, kanitrila, or you got a cataract, something not visible. What do? You apply ointment. Right? Chakshuhu militam yena. Militam means this ointment which is applied. The guru applies ointment on the eyes. Pavana kanitrilapa, I will make sure that you see this. So the ointment is Veda Shastra. On Veda Shastra, I will teach you the Brahman, Brahma Jnana. by which you will be able to open your eyes and see this world in a different manner. You will discover your own truth. Thereby, all this blindness will be gone. Agyana timir andasya. So, this andasya means this blindness which is caused by your agyanam and which is timir, which is your own ego, is gone. Just like you apply ointment to the eyes to see clearly, likewise, this guru, tasmai shri gurave namaha. So, the guru also actually clears your vision by giving Brahma Gyana. Same thing here. Now, this Guru Shishya Samvada is different. Here, the Guru, the student is asking question directly pertinent to what he's supposed to know. Not chumma kakakoda, kadaya. He is asking only relevant because he has already told about now. Atakkenam prayuktoyam. Why are these people? Atakkenam, why? Prayuktoyam papam charita purushaha. Papam means, why these people are continuing to do? Charita means they go around, walk about. Purushaha. Why these people are going around doing papam? When they know this is all wrong, why are the people doing? He wants to know why people are doing. Right. So he is asking a question, okay, why? See, you people know that they are not doing dharma. But still they are going about doing the job. Why they are doing this? Logical question, right? See, Duryodhana, when he says that I know I am doing adharma, he says in Mahabharata, he asks a question, he says, do you know you are doing adharma? Yes, I know I am doing adharma. I know what I am doing is not right. But I don't know why I am doing this. There is something which is sitting in me, which is telling me that I should not do this, but yet I continue to do this. So the same question Arjuna is asking for different. There Duryodhana is asking, he's telling Karna, he says, do you know that you are doing this? He says, yes, I know, my friend. But I'm not, I can't stop. This is my swabhava. I cannot do this. I don't know what is inside me which is prompting me to do this heinous act. I know it is not right, but I cannot stop it. So he's helpless because he doesn't have a guru. He doesn't have anybody. He had Bhishma, he had Drona, but he was full of agamba, full strength, and he was a complete manipulator. He manipulated everybody. He knew everybody's weakness very clearly. He knew Drona's weakness. He knew Karna's weakness. He knew his father's weakness. He knew Bhishma's weakness. You name it, he has got, he knows the weakness. He knows Kripacharya's weakness. So what he did was, he actually exploited everybody. And he also knew Dhrishtra's weakness. He's a dharma. He will not tell Poyyamai. Adhikarame Kurul. He will not tell untruth. He will always be telling truth only. So he knows. Hey, Dhrishtra, you are a truth person. How can you behave like this? You cannot say the truth. You're untrue. Anala, he knows everybody's weaknesses. He was pushing everybody's boundaries and manipulating everybody to get what he wanted. Correct. So here, Atakena Prayuktoyam. So when people already know, Prayuktoyam means why are people deploying? Why are people impelled to do this? Papam charati purushaha. They just keep on, even though they are just don't want, they are keep doing this, commits this mistakes. Anicham api. Anicha means what? By not desiring. They don't want this desire to happen. Baladiva niyojitaha. By force, they are able to, they are pushed into this. Baladiva means by pressure, by force, they are committed into this heinous act. Or they are literally pushed into doing these activities even though they don't want to do it. Anichan api vasneya balad iva niyojitaha. It says, I am being forced into activities which... So, this is perfect verse for Duryodhana because Duryodhana says, I don't know why I am doing this. I know that I am not doing right. But I cannot stop doing that. See, we must have come to this, right? Many situations. I know that what I am not doing is right. And I would like to correct it. But I don't know how to correct it. So I continue to make the same mistakes. Correct. So you keep on committing more mistakes. You keep on committing more mistakes. Because you are not able to control yourself. You do not know how to manage it. So Raga Dvesha is again plays an important fact whole of the Bhagavad Gita is managing raga dveshas, nothing else. How to manage your likes and dislikes? If you are able to manage the likes and dislikes, you have conquered most of them. But unfortunate thing is, what is raga, what is dvesha, we don't know. I cannot like, dislike and priya. Then only you can manage, right? I like this, I don't like this. But ultimately what you have to understand, dislikes to the extent of what you really want. Is it going to give me ananda? Is it going to give me satisfaction? Those things have to be understood. Right. So, atakena prayuktoyam. Now, kena, why? Now, why? Prayuktoyam. So, why people are committed to this papam charadi purushaha? Why people are committing these sins? This purusha means these people are committing sins. When they know that this is wrong. Anichanapi means even without their desire. They don't want to commit the sin, yet they are committing desire. Vashneya baladiva niyojitaha. So they are committing this crime. Why? Impelled by whom? What is this? Is Arjuna's question. Right. So Duryodhana and Arjuna, they got the same question. But Duryodhana has got different from his perspective. He doesn't know what it is. Arjuna knows what is right, what is wrong. And he's asking the question for other benefit of other people. See, Arjuna is, mind you, is a good student. He is asking questions on behalf of us. Duryodhana is a bad student because he doesn't have any sort of, you know, surrender attitude. So he's not an example of a good student. He may be a good student in terms of warfare, everything else. But he's not a good student in terms of for a guru to be taken. Because he still has got a lot of ragadveshas. Arjuna also has got a lot of ragadveshas. But he has surrendered to a teacher. Complete surrender. Now he says, you have taught me all these things. Yes, I can see that there are good and good things and bad things. Swadharma is important. So people know the Swadharma. But why do people commit? He's asking for a question himself. He's saying that I know that my dharma is Kshatriya dharma. But yet I am forced into this war. And I am forced into thinking something which I don't want to do. I want to go to sannyasa dharma. Why? Is a question. Another question he says, I know my dharma very clearly. I know I have to fight the war. But yet, somehow due to some pressure, something happening within me, I am being pushed into some direction. All my thoughts are going to the direction. I am not able to manage my emotions. I am not able to manage my likes and dislikes. Why people commit like this is a question. It is an intelligent question asked by Arjuna. And a very beautiful answer is given by Krishna in subsequent verses, which will be our discussion point in the next class. Because we want to cover, now he talks about all the karma, how karma works. What is the source of all these likes problems? He says, look, Arjuna, he says, kama esha krodha eshaha. Kama esha krodha eshaha. Rajo guna samudbhavaha. Mahashanu mahapapma vidveyan miha vairinam. So this says this. Kamaha krodaha rajo gunaha. Kamam krodam. Rajo gunaha means activity. Rajasumba. Panindirkano. Action panindirkano. Summa arinukumriya. If I say, keep quiet, just be quiet, you cannot. Kannamushi Bhagatano, Vendukanutano, restless arpa, but restless and agitated mind. Rajo Gunaha means what is agitated mind? Mind is not shantam. It cannot be in one place. So he says, Kama Esha Krodaha, Rajo Guna Samudbhavaha. So the combination of all these things, and they are born of all this. Samudbhavaha means what? They are born out of this qualities. Mahashano means this is the fundamental reason. And this is the reason why Mahapapma, the great sinners, sins are committed. Vidyayan here, Vairina. Vairina means this is the enemy. Understand that this is the enemy. Vairi means what? Enemy. Understand, Arjuna, that Kama, Krodaha, Rajogunaha, which is born out of this gunas, is the fundamental problem you have got. He is already telling, look, you got Kama. You are attached to something. And you got Krodham. Because he is attached to Draupadi. His desire for Draupadi is so intense. He doesn't have desire for kingdom. See, Arjuna doesn't have desire for kingdom. Okay. He doesn't want to have kingdom, whatever. His desire for Draupadi is unconditional. He cannot tolerate a single thing happen to her. Because already she has gone through a lot of things. If somebody insults her or says anything bad, he will definitely jump into it. Because his Krodham comes immediately. So Kamaha is there. What does Kama do? Manage, don't control desire. It is good to protect her. Yes, that is why. Duty is different from getting attachment. See, thing is, duty is there. But when you completely forget duty, you are enraged with anger. And you know, you're fuming with anger. You lose your ability to think what is right or wrong. Supposing you are just very angry. In that position of angriness, you will not be able to make a logical decision. Sometimes you will make a decision which is wrong, which is not right also. So he says, you have to calm down. Okay, I know that it's my duty to protect her. I know I have to do this. Okay, but am I doing right or wrong? By getting carried away by all this desire. And then I am saying that I am not able to go into this. It is your own problem. You have to understand how to manage the desire. So kamaha means what? By extreme attachment. Kama, krodha, moha, madha, lobha, madha, matsaryam. See the six. Shad Ripuhu, six enemies. We saw some other class before how this Kama comes into picture. Right? Initial fancy thought only comes there, then thought develops into a desire. Desire comes into what? Into attachment. Attachment, if you don't get it, you become dissatisfied. Dissatisfied, you settle into anger. Anger becomes into rage. Rage becomes into jealousy. And jealousy brings about one's own destruction. Just imagine, you go through this. No, last one is Vairina. Vairina means enemies. Kama, Krodha, Moha, Lobha, Madha, Matsarya. Matsarya means jealousy. So six afflictions are there. Six afflictions. We are affected by the six afflictions. And we cannot get rid of any of them, mind you. See, I don't have any desire, you know. I don't get angry with anybody. How can you not get angry? Anger is part of prakriti. You get angry. It is natural. But what do you, idhukku summa kattakudadhu? You have to get angry for a reason. No, I would like to be angry because I would like to be angry. You know, nature is to make it angry. You cannot. Durvasana muni kadaiya ambala. Pidi shaadam. So you have to get angry for a reason. Correct. You have to be reasonable. So, and you cannot say that I don't have an attachment. You do have attachment. You do like your people. But am I getting too far? Am I getting too attached in the way that I'm losing my own identity? Whether I'm doing a role, I forget my duties, I forget my rights, I forget my role. And I'm totally aware. You don't know what is your duty. You don't think what is your right. You don't know what is your role also. All are mixed. See, I am this, I am that, I am this. All are the person is a complete confusion person. Confusananda. Or Matavanu Driyadha. Because you should know what is your right. Okay, when you say right means what? You cannot demand right. No. Because he's my son, I got right over him. You cannot demand like that. He has to understand by your doing the duties, he will understand that you are his father. No, now I am given birth to him. I got prime right over. Whatever I say, he has to do. You do your duty. You cannot say that, for example, no, I am your mother, I am a father, so you should respect me. You ask, they will tell you. You don't control me. In the Galt, you ask today's generation, they will tell you. Correcta moonjila palichu chulva. Unnu manna mudiya. Kekkamar kudu better. It's better you don't ask a question. You just tell them, okay, everybody, okay. Be malevolent, because you don't want to be, because when they come back and tell you, you will feel very bad. Oh my God, no, I saw them in your, I held your hand and walked you, I give education, I give you food, and now you are coming and telling me that I don't have a right. Yes, you don't have a right. What you have done is your duty. It is your duty that you don't think that you're doing a favor for them. It is your duty that when putram pondana, magal pondana, other duty in the same as you know. Kalyana pandu in duty or not. Do not take it as a right. Likewise, putra dharma is to take care of the husband or of the father when he is ready. That is his dharma. He should know the dharma. Adikana, you should not teach him. If he asks you, what is my dharma? This is your putra dharma. This is your dharma. You should do this. Correct. Adhikana, you cannot go and say, look, it is your duty to protect me. Tomorrow, if I am not, I am not going to work from tomorrow, in a sabar pod na akand. This is your dharma. You tell him. Arthanal odi pudma. They all disappear, you will not be there at all. Because this is the Kali Yuga, this is the dharma. You have to understand. So do your duty, understand what is your right, do your role, understand your role. And you just enact the role only. You are only a role actor only. You don't become the person itself. So you do different roles. You are sometimes you're a father, sometimes you are a friend, sometimes you're a philosopher, sometimes you're a guru. You do different roles. Understand each of them comes with their own dharma. Father dharma is different to other dharma, friend dharma. Oh no, I'm a friend means I can't be a father also. You have to be, and then the role of Abhidham Panam. If somebody comes to you, ask for advice, you cannot sit on somebody's head and say, oh, you have to advise them in their capacity. So Guru Dharma is to completely take care of the Shishya Dharma is to listen to the Guru. So very, very important. See, the Dharma itself is a very, very, very big topic. Swadharma is very, very important. Swadharma pannalana na kolapanna varum. See, the problem he has got is, he doesn't know his dharma. He knows his dharma, but he's not clear. And he's asking the question, why people are committing crimes when they already know the dharma? So he himself is talking about himself. He said, I know my dharma, but I am still forced to do this war. I am still not confused. I'm still confused about fighting this, fighting do this. Why my mind is running like this? He is asking Krishna. Then he says, because of kamaha, because of a desire for certain things, you still have a lot of desire in you left. You understand what the desire is. Understand what you are after. Then because of desire which is not riding completely and completely covering your eyes, you got anger still within you. Krodham is there. You think that you are that those people are responsible for everything. In reality, those people also had the dharma. They could have said, Yudhishthira had a dharma. He forgot his dharma. Correct. And you are also there at that time. When they were playing chess, all the Pancha Pandavas were there. Upon Buddhi in the Bhoja upon it. Because you are totally blown, you didn't know your duty. You forgot that you are husband of Draupadi. You at a time what? You didn't see her as a wife. You only saw the duty towards your brother and as a Raja. And you said that I will not go against my brother. Thereby what? You didn't perform the dharma. Dharma come back and bite you. Now you are coming and telling me that that everybody is what? Where were you? Panapanani. You should have said, brother, she is my wife. She is everybody's wife. You do not have a right to do this. But then he was coaxed. Shakuni was there. Duryodhana was there. His mind is perplexed. Ashe was there. Kingdom is coming back to the Yudhishthira. நிறுத்தம் விளையாடலாமே போய் செகண்ட் டைம் விளையாடலாமே பிகாஸ் ஆசை யாரை விட்டுது. ஸோ இட் சேஸ் காமஹா. ஸோ வென் காமா டிரைவ்ஸ் யுவர் ஆக்ஷன்ஸ் யூ லூஸ் யுவர் மைண்ட். யூ டு நாட் திங்க் வாட் இஸ் ரைட் ஆர் ராங். தென் குரோதஹா ஆங்கர் கம்ஸ். ஆஃப்டர் தட் ஆங்கர் கம்ஸ். தோத்து போன அப்புறம் கோச்சு என்ன பிரயோஜனம்? ஆல்ரெடி திரௌபதி போயாச்சு. யூ லாஸ்ட் இன் தி இன் தி செஸ் கேம். ஆஃப்டர் தட் வாட்ஸ் த பாயிண்ட் ஆஃப் கெட்டிங் ஆங்கிரி அண்ட் இஸ் எவ்ரிபடி? பிகாஸ் அட் தட் டைம் யூ ஆர் டோல்ட் கம் வாட் மே ஐ வில் நாட் ஃபர்செக் மை தர்மா. ஷீ இஸ் மேரிட் டு மீ, இஸ் மை ஸ்ரீ தர்மா. ஐ வில் நாட் லெட் ஹர் டூ திஸ். ஐ வில் மேக் ஷுர் அப்போ ஒன்றும் பசி தர்மா வாஸ் நாட் டேர் ஃபார் யூ. யூ ஆர் நாட் டேர். கிருஷ்ணா டசன்ட் சே திஸ், பட் வி ஹவ் டு இன்ஃபர் தட் ஹீ இஸ் நவ் ஃபேஸிங் த கான்சிக்வன்சஸ் ஆஃப் நாட் ஃபாலோயிங் இஸ் தர்மா. And Dharma is rubbing back. Because he rubbed Dharma, Dharma is rubbing back with him. And he is not able to take it. So he is now confused. And he is blaming everybody else. Oh, Duryodhana is like this. Avan pandran Duryodhana ayogyan. He is Duryodhana. He did his Dharma. He says, ayogya Dharma. He did it. Vanakanga buddhi pochi. You are yogya Dharma. What happened to you? You should have put it right. See, Namba, that's why we should not let just Adharma go. Namba kondamuttam, Adharma is there. We have to say it is not right. It may mean that you lose some friends. You may lose some people also. So what? It's okay. Because somebody is not doing right, it is affecting you. You say this is not acceptable. We will not tolerate it. If you don't like it, that's part of friends. We don't need to be anything like this. Understand, you should be able to. Illa ava sonna kashtama irukum na apdi poiran ava kuda. Then what happens? You ava valandi ponana then one day you'll ask you. நான் அவங்க அப்போ சொன்னப்போ உங்களுக்கு புத்தி எங்க போச்சு அப்படின்னு கேட்பாங்க. அட் அட் டைம் ஐ டோல்ட் யூ, யூ ஷுட் ஹவ் செட் நோ. நோ, ஐ தாட் யூ வில் கெட் அஃபெண்டட் அப்படின்னு சொல்லுவாங்க. வை டூ யூ பாதர் நவ்? ஸோ யூ ஆல்ரெடி நோ தட் யூ கெட் அஃபெண்டட் ரைட். ஸோ வை டூ யூ கம் அண்ட் ஆஸ்க் மீ? அப்படியே கேட்பாங்க. யூ கனாட் சே எனி திங். அர்ஜுனா சிச்சுவேஷன் லைக் திஸ், காலை விட்டுட்டாங்க உள்ள ஷானிக்குள்ள. ஒரேடியா எடுக்க முடியும் இல்லையா? முள்ள தானே அலம்பி எடுக்க முடியும். Yes, put his feet now into this cow dung. Right. It is going to be dirty. Overnight you cannot remove it. Malla malla dhaan adukka mudiyum. You have to water put the thechi seethu adukka mudiyum. Likewise, he has already put his foot in this kind of activities. And Dharma is biting back. And he is confused. So, kamaha eshaha krodaha rajoguna samudbhavaha. This is getting born out of the rajogunaha. Rajas is there. I should take revenge. So this rajoguna which is in you is prompting you to get angry, and because of the angriness which is triggered by desire is bringing the downfall within you, is what is said here. So he's going to talk elaborately about this topic for some time, very elaborate, where he discusses how this kama desire in you, uncontrolled desire, leads you to the problem he talks about, which we'll see next class. Is it okay? So far clear? Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadhaya Purnamevavasishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om. I'll see you all on Wednesday class, in the Tamil class.